Time now for StoryCorps, the project that's collecting an oral history of America. Stories about you, your friends, your family can be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Excerpts are played here on Morning Edition. Nora Percival is 91 years old. She met her late husband, Herman Gund, in college in New York City. They were both aspiring novelists. Here, Nora Percival shares her story with her granddaughter, Emily Wins.
Oh, in 1936, I had many dreams. It was the Depression, and it was very hard for young people then to get their lives started. But we did get married, and we finally got jobs, and we were very happy. But soon after that, in 1939, Herman was diagnosed with acute leukemia, and the doctor did not want the patient to be told that he was not going to recover. But it was very hard for me not to tell Herman such an important thing, because we told each other everything. The day that he died, the doctor was there and gave him morphine so that he would slip into a coma. But after a couple of hours of that, he woke up very bright, bushy-tailed, talking and laughing, and made me lie down by him and held me and talked for 3 hours before he lapsed into unconsciousness. It was the best gift he could have given me. I couldn't imagine how I was going to live in a world that didn't have him in it. But life has a way of demanding that you live it. And I was pregnant, and I was determined that I was going to have his child, in spite of the advice of all my elders who said I was only 24 years old and I was going to make my life so difficult to raise a child alone. It never occurred to me to think about aborting the child. He was born in the following February and has been the joy of my life ever since.
Tell me about why you became an author at 88.
That was an ambition that began in my 20s, and because my life changed so suddenly, it made it hard for me to think about wanting to write. But when I got older and things eased up, then I realized that there was one more act of resurrection that I needed to do. And I wrote a book using the letters that Herman and I had written to each other, hundreds of letters that I had kept in a sealed box for over 60 years. I opened that box and I told our story, so that the words that he should have put into novels and books if he had lived could now be in a book. In fact, I put his name on the cover as the co-author, because half the words were his.
What are your hopes for me after you're gone?
I hope that you're going to find somebody that you can love as completely as I loved Herman Gund, because there's nothing in the world as wonderful as two people in love. There's nothing better.
Nora Percival with her granddaughter Emily Wins at StoryCorps in New York. Nora Percival's book was published last year. To learn how to record your story and to listen to more StoryCorps interviews, go to npr.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.